It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, time for Second Date Update. We're going to talk to Layla. She went on a date with someone. She wants to date this person again, but for some reason, it's not happening. We're going to find out. Layla, welcome to our show. How are you?
Hey, guys. So, first of all, thanks for having the time to speak with me.
Of course. So, what's your situation?
So, this is what's going on. I went on a date, and we had, a really great time. You know, we went to, an arcade bar, which was great, and I knew him from one of my mutual friends, and I got a little kiss. It wasn't a makeout or anything like that, but I've texted him a few times and he hasn't said anything back to me.
Wow, that was the fastest date recap ever. What kind of chemistry were you feeling?
I thought we really got along. I thought we really, we had great conversation, we had a lot of things in common, and I just don't understand why he just ghosted me so fast.
Did you notice any switch of energy throughout the date? Maybe after something you said or maybe something like that?
We had this moment where we were talking about tattoos and I was showing him, and then he got a little weird, but it wasn't anything crazy. I was just okay, maybe he's weird about tattoos. I have no idea, but overall I thought it was a great combo.
So since the date, since you said you knew him through mutual friends, have you reached out to any of your mutual friends to sort of try to get the vibe from them?
Yeah, I have, but nobody's spoken to him, so nobody really knows.
Was there any point during the date where things got overly competitive? Maybe someone was a little too serious about skee-ball?
No, I didn't feel that happened. Maybe I was just misreading it because I was so into him. Maybe I wasn't seeing the signs. I don't know.
So I can't multitask. I was writing down some notes so I wouldn't forget. And I know only 10 seconds has happened since I was writing down notes, but did you ask what the tattoos were?
No.
Okay, because you said you were talking about tattoos and you were showing him. What were your tattoos that you showed him that maybe they were offensive?
I was just showing him the words that I have and the little, I have a butterfly and things like that. I also have I guess people like to call it a tramp stamp or whatever, on my lower back. But that's it. Nothing crazy.
Okay. So is that the most risque part of your body? Did you say, check this out? And you showed him that? Did you have to pull your pants down?
Yeah.
Did you reveal your buttocks?
And then he got a little weird.
Okay. And
no.
Okay. So what is the tramp stamp? Because I know Rich has one. Mm-hmm. It's a hot air balloon with a unicorn.
It's just a little tattoo with the initials JB in it.
JB?
And who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Joey Bradfish.
This is Joey's ex. No, so go.
He's just a former lover of mine.
There you go.
Lover? Former lover? Or a boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Someone you're in a relationship with or just a lover?
Someone that I really loved.
The Jonas Brothers?
No, the love of my life kind of situation. Whoa. But it's over now, you know?
I can see how someone who's trying to date you might be a little intimidated by that, maybe feel like you're not over that person.
I guess, but who cares? I'm over it, you know?
But
it's
are
tattooed
you?
To your bodice.
No, I am, but maybe you think that's what bothered him?
Well, you said something that would have bothered me a little bit. When you say love of my life, that means that nobody's going to compete with that person. So even on a first date, he's already out of the running.
All right. Well, I would like to know if that was it. Is there any way that we can call him?
Oh, yeah, we're going to call him, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I'd be surprised if it was something else.
Peyton, if you're with a guy and he had a lower back tattoo or any tattoo of his ex, actually, my sister is married to a guy that has his ex's horoscope sign on his back. And the horoscope sign isn't my sister's or any of their kids. What are the chances?
Yeah.
That at least you could be like, oh, good.
Turn it into something.
It's not.
Yeah, I'm petty. I would probably just be like, okay, let's go get another tattoo. And I would just cross it out and put my name is what I would do.
Night number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you.
So what's the guy's name that we're calling?
The guy's name is Randy.
All right. We're going to get Randy on the phone. Hold on. We'll be right back. Second Date Update continues next with John, Jay, and Rich. It's John, Jay, and Rich. We're in the middle of Second Date Update. We've got Layla on the line. Layla went on a great date with a guy named Randy. They had a great time. They were talking about tattoos and stuff. And she started showing him her tattoos. And the problem is, She's got a lower back tattoo, and the lower back tattoo has the initials JB on the back. And well, it stands for, how did you describe it, Layla? You described the tattoos as they belong to
love of my life.
Love of your life. But you don't know if that's exactly why he's not calling you back, which I think
the consensus
in the room is that's probably why.
It would make me uncomfortable. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So do we have Rand? Let's call Randy.
Hello.
Hi, is this Randy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Peyton with John, Jane, Rich. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio real quick. Is that all right?
Sure.
Hey, man, we were talking to somebody that went on a date with you. Very nice person. She thinks that you're not interested in her, and she wants to figure out why. And I think everybody here knows why after telling us the story of the date. You seem like a great guy, but we kind of wanted to pick your brain and see why you're not into her, if that's okay.
Okay, this sounds heavy. What are we talking about?
A date you went on. You went on a date with a girl named Layla.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. She was good.
She was good. She was cool.
Definitely cool. She's definitely my type. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so why don't you want to see her again?
I just can't get past something I saw. So but she's really a nice girl.
Okay. What did you see? Did she spit a loogie?
Oh no.
No, I didn't see that. If she did, but well, I mean. We went to a really cool arcade bar. You know, it was a good time and playing games and stuff. And because I saw something on her lower back because she was leaning over to play and it kept lifting, her shirt kept lifting up a little bit. So it's like when she was playing the games, you know? So, it's like she had a tattoo that said, it looks like it said JB with a heart next to it. So I kind of put it together in my head that it must be initials of an X or something, but. And I just want to, I don't know, I just, like, I can't get past it, you know, I don't want to, like, hook up with somebody or be with somebody.
Okay, Randy, can I clear the air for a second?
Whoa, wait, what was that?
That's her.
Yeah.
This is Layla.
Hey, Layla, what's going on?
Hey, Randy, so I just wanted to clear the air with you. You know, I called John Jay and Rich to help me figure out why you weren't getting back to me, because I wanted to find out, like, why you ghosted me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I just want to let you know, like, those initials are of my ex, and I have an appointment next week to literally get it covered up, and I haven't been dating since we broke up literally 8 months ago, and it's on my back, yeah, but I never see it, and so that's why I never got it covered up until now, and that's why I decided I wanted to start dating again.
Okay. So
does that make sense to you?
So you kind of don't. It so you forgot it exists. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, like I just forgot about it and I didn't think it was a big deal. Even when I showed you, I didn't really think it was a big deal.
Well, I mean, I understand better now. I mean, I kind of feel bad I didn't get back to you. It's just, you know, I guess I should have just not assumed anything, you know?
Yeah, because we had such a great time and I, you know, I wanted to see you again.
I know. It's just, it was something that I got hung up on, you know? I mean, but I'm kind of happy this happened because I'd like to see you again. I think it's, you know, I think this is all cool.
Okay, amazing. Yeah, and we can totally see each other after I get it covered up.
She's going to get it covered up with the name Randy Jackson.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, dog.
I know, dog.
So, yeah, can we see each other?
That was a good joint, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of JB before, dog.
Well, I'm a big fan of Randy Jackson, but I don't know if I want Randy Jackson nominee either. You know?
But you guys sound like you have some real, real live chemistry. It's good that you both are willing to go back and go, okay, that was a little weird. Yeah. Let's just try it again.
Let's go on a date again, okay, Randy?
Yeah, I'm totally game for that.
Cool.
That sounds awesome.
Yay!
Interesting. That's understanding. Second aid update. Where are you, by the way, Layla? It's very loud. Are you breaking dishes?
Yeah, sorry. I'm in a loud area right now.
It sounds like I can figure that part out. That's why I said, where are you? It's very loud.
It's a loud area. Haven't you seen those? Said, oh, yeah, they're popping up everywhere.
I'm in a loud area.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for going on the air with us.
Thank you.
All right. That's second aid update. Thanks, Randy. John Jane Rich.
Thanks so much.